Lord, we pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. You would hide it in our heart. Lord, that we may not sin against you. And on this theme, or I have, just about the grace of God, it's just kind of hard to get away from it. Well, the Lord won't let me get away from it, so. So everything he's speaking has been about that. And as we've been saying this week, is, you know, we want to look at it as more of something of substance, which we'll go even further today. And the grace of God would be a person, Jesus, right? As a gift. Scripture talks about we receive this gift from the Lord, but more than just the person, it's also the presence of Jesus, all that he is, all that he releases to us, his very life. It's kind of all the grace, right? So it's really, and I'll just read you a few scriptures today here. In Ephesians 1, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory or the manifestation of his grace, which he freely bestowed upon us in the beloved, which is Jesus. In him we have redemption through his blood. We have the forgiveness of trespasses according to the riches of his grace. So part of the riches of his grace is redemption through his blood, forgiveness. All that's a part of the grace of God, right? Just good stuff. Which he made known to us, the mystery of his will according to the kind intention which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, a summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth. So, we see here part of the grace of God was lavished upon us. I like that word. Just, you know, Bob says all the time, I know Ryan's used to hearing that dump truck, you know, he just poured out this grace on us, right? And it's something that we are to not only learn about, but as we've been talking about this week, receive, right? We receive the grace. And Scripture says those who receive the grace of God, and I got something in my glasses. It's driving me nuts, making me cross out there. As we receive it, but I think the Lord wants to get us to a place where we just use it in a practical sense, like this, okay, Lord, I receive your grace, right? We talk about that a lot. But I was thinking, too, these passages, we hear this a lot, you know, from Bishop, kind of his life verse. I'm going the wrong way. See, I have to receive the grace of God right now, right? Keep me from getting confused, which will confuse all of you. So, but this familiar verse, because of the surpassing greatness of revelation, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, torment me, keep me from exalting myself. And concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave. And he has said to me, here we go, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So, in context here, this grace that Jesus released in his life was his very power. Okay? My power is sufficient for you. My grace. So, the grace of God here is his power released. Okay? So Paul had to, in a sense, say, okay, Lord, then I receive this grace that you've given me. Okay? You're not going to take this tormentor away from me, which is kind of, you know, weird there, but sometimes he doesn't. He lets the enemy kind of linger around so that we can experience his grace. Okay, my grace, take it away. The Lord says, no. But my grace is sufficient. So Paul had to therefore say, okay, Lord, I receive the grace in this area. I receive your power. Okay? So anything that this or it exposes a weakness in your life is a good thing. Okay? And in that area, what the Lord wants to do is to teach us, teach you, teach me how to, in a very practical sense, receive. Receive that grace. Okay? I think it's will be life changing for us, don't you? And I'll just read a few more. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you. That here he's saying, okay, I steward the grace of God. I kind of carry it around with me. Like if I'm holding this Bible, I'm a steward of this word, I carry it around with me, right? And so same thing with the grace of God. We have stewardship of this awesome thing called the grace of God. I love that too, the prisoner, when he calls himself the prisoner of the Lord. I mean, I'm not going to get off on that, but that's so cool. We're always, you know, we're never prisoner of our circumstances, right? We're always a prisoner of the Lord. And when I used to help out with my issues here, and I tried to help those guys out doing some counseling for them, you know, and most people weren't happy that they were there, right, in the program. But they were believers. I would always use this verse. And I said, well, you can look at it in two ways, you know. If you look at it like, well, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. He has me here to try to teach me some things. I said, you'll do well. But if you kick and scream against it and everything they do, then you're not going to do very well. And I would always use this scripture. Yeah. Back on the interstate. That by revelation that was made known to me the mystery, just as I wrote before in brief, and by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into this mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, but it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, the Gentiles are fellow heirs and their fellow members of the body, their fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus, and of this, of which I was made a minister, okay, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power. Okay? He was made a minister. It was a gift, God's grace, that he had to receive, but it was the power of God, the grace of God, was the power of God released to him to be able to minister. Okay? So when we're ministering, guys, and we're put in situations that seem rough, okay, receive the grace of God to do it. Because it will be then that the power released for you to be a minister. To me, the very least of all saints, grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ. Right? So the grace of God is this. It's just this depth with no bottom is what that means. The riches of Christ. That's all the grace of God. But it's the person, it's the presence, and the grace is actually when it's released to you. Okay? And when we receive it. But here, the grace was given him not to minister, to preach, to give insight, and the power of God to live in the midst of weaknesses, where his weakness was exposed. He then, therefore, received the grace of God. Okay? So this is true for everybody in here, okay? Grace has been given to you. Grace wants to be released to you. So the Lord has made it real simple. He says, receive it. Just receive it. In every situation, the grace of God. Right? So my prayers have changed a lot. Even when I have to get up here and do this, or I'm just having to minister to kids, or I'm having to do anything, and you know, our schedules can change around here quickly, can't they, Ron? And in a moment's notice, you may get a call, you know, at 11:45 saying, hey, I'm not going to be there for communion today, can you do it? Or Wednesday night church, you know. And okay, now I'm faced with these things where I've got to minister to people, right? Well, the grace of God is there for that. It's already been given. You stop and receive it, you'll experience it. Okay? And that's just not for those kind of things. I'm talking about in everything in life. Dealing with kids, dealing with husbands, wives, dealing with life, everything is there. And it's just waiting for you and I just to say, by faith, I receive it. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.